here with Lions head coach Jim Schwartz for this week's Coach's View. And, Coach, we're going to look at a play this week by Joyke Bell late in the fourth quarter on a drive that you guys really sealed the victory.
Yeah, you see right here, we're up 16 points, just under 4 minutes to play. But Jacksonville has all three timeouts, and technically it's still a two-score game. You know, you're a situation where one score can pretty much put the game out of reach, no matter what Jacksonville does. So first thing you want to do is you want to take care of the football. You certainly don't want to turn over down in the red zone. Second thing, you want to keep the clock running and force them to either use clock or use timeout. You know, and you see here we're in our package with Riley Reiff. He's playing sort of a fullback type position for us. But we had used this play quite a bit in the game, and a lot of these plays had cut back. And, you know, we were taking a tight end, running him to the flat, and then Riley Reiff was coming and cleaning that guy up. This play stays more onside. And where Jacksonville had generally played a lot of two high safeties, they spin an extra guy into the box. They spin him late, makes it difficult for our wide receiver to go put a body on him, which leaves an unblocked guy at the point of attack. You ask any running back in the NFL, the eighth guy in the box belongs to them, and it's their responsibility to make the guy miss or run him over. So you see here, they actually bring the Will linebacker, do a good job of getting him blocked with Rob Sims right here, and there's our unblocked defender. Wide receiver's coming down to try to get him, but he's able to get to the point of attack before the play. Joyke really has nowhere to go other than either taking the hit or going over the top, and does a good job going over the top here. I think the thing that's more impressive about this run is his first contact really comes here at about the 12-yard line. The corner comes in, makes contact, and the other safety and even linebacker are coming to clean him up. But that contact is about the 12-yard line, and you notice when he's down, it's at the 9. And those 3 yards mean an awful lot. Again, looking at it, there's your unblocked defender that's coming in. Jeff Backus does a good job widening. Rob Sims opened the hole, but even though that hole's open, there's going to be a guy right in that hole right there. And, you know, they had gone low an awful lot in the game, and Joyke was sort of adjusting to that. Did a good job going over the top, not only getting the yardage, but also keeping that clock running and putting us in position to score and really put the game out of reach.
That's one thing you talked about in your press conference today, too, is the extra yards with Joyke and him in the open field as well. He's a terrific receiver for you guys as well.
Yeah, he's averaging over 10 yards of reception, which is big, and very rarely is the first guy get him down. He doesn't have great speed, but he's got great awareness. He's got good moves. And like you saw a couple times in this game, when people try to go low on a big, heavy running back like him, he has the ability to make them pay by going over the top of them also.
Matthew takes, gives, Joyke Bell leaps the tackler at the 15. Oh, baby, what a run down to the 9-yard line.